Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Arham Technologies Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Arihant Capital Markets. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aayush Dhawecha from Merlin Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and good day to all. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets and Merlin Capital, I welcome all of you to Arham Technologies' first-ever earnings call to discuss H1 FY26 financial performance. On the call, we have Mr. Ankit Jain, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, along with Mr. Anikant Jain, Chief Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must therefore be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Ankit to take us through the company's business outlook, financial highlights, consequent to which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining our first-ever earnings call today to discuss H1 FY26 performance and outlook. It is my pleasure to present our performance for our half-year ended September 2025. These results demonstrate the strength and resilience of our business model since inception, as well as the relentless effort of our team to drive value for all stakeholders. This has been a transformative period for Arham. As we move forward, our journey from a regional and EMS player into a high-growth mass-market consumer electronics brand, our investments in manufacturing capacity, backward integration, and product diversification, especially our progress in high-value segments like smart televisions and home appliances, have set new benchmarks for scale and profitability. The successful fundraise this period enables us to further our CapEx plans, deepen backward integration into plastic injection molding and sheet metal fabrications to bolster our working capital and expand our branding and marketing initiatives. Our vision remains clear: to drive capital-efficient growth, scale revenue to 300 crores by FY28, and continuously enhance asset productivity and shareholders' returns. We are energized by the opportunities ahead. India's consumer electronics sector is entering a multi-year growth scale with rising aspirations across markets. Backed by our manufacturing expertise, strong brands like Starshine, state-of-the-art Raipur manufacturing facility, we are well-positioned to lead in this transition. Our focus on operational discipline, innovation, and rapid scaling will continue to drive performance and profitability. As we move forward, we will stay true to our core strengths, delivering affordable, high-value, world-class products, deepening relationships across our dealer network, and investing in technology. Thank you for all of your trust and partnership in our journey. We look forward to sharing this growth with you and to addressing your queries. We are open for Q&A. Please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We now begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Jatin Agarwal from Manish and Mundada and Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Good evening, sir. So first of all, congratulations on the results, sir. So my first question would be, out of the 46 crore sales that you have done in this half, what would be the revenue split product-wise?
Approximately 30 crores came from televisions.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Approximately 30 crores came from televisions.
Okay, 30.
10 crores came from fan.
Okay.
And 4 crore came from air cooler, and remaining came from mixer grinders and bottle machines.
Okay, sir. And what, sir, have you entered any new geographies? Or this is from your original geographies itself?
Earlier, we were not present in Akola, Amravati, and these states, so we recently have added those geographies.
Okay, Akola, Amravati. Okay.
Akola, Amravati, and the nearby Buldana and all those regions. And Jalna also, in Maharashtra.
Okay. And does this sale cover any export orders that you had for African countries for fans?
We had some orders from Nepal. So orders from Nepal was catered to.
How much percent would that be of the total revenue?
Total revenue was approximately 0.6%.
Okay. 0.6%. Okay. And could you give me some idea on your CAPEX plans for the backward integration that you had mentioned for injection molding?
So, we are getting into injection molding and sheet metal fabrication. So, in injection molding, we will be, manufacturing television cabinets in-house. Right now, we were procuring it from some vendors. And air coolers, we were not making the plastic cabinets in-house earlier. We will start manufacturing in-house then once we start the injection molding capability.
Okay. And by when would this be, when would this start?
Almost by end of next financial year.
End of FY27?
Next financial year.
Yes.
FY27.
Okay. So I believe that this would improve your margins.
Yes, this will improve our margins because, mostly in air coolers, what happens is the majority of the margins are retained by the plastic body manufacturers because, bowls and all involve a lot of capex. Second, there's a lot of logistics costs involved in air coolers, which will now be saved because we were currently procuring the cabinets from Delhi NCR, a few vendors from Delhi NCR. So now these will be in-house and will save a lot on logistic costs also.
Okay. So tentatively, how much margin improvement could we see currently?
In air cooler segment, if we talk of air coolers, we'll see margin improvement of close to 5 to 7%, and for television cabinet, it will be close to 5%.
Okay. And just my final question would be, sir, at what capacity utilization are you currently running for each product, for TV, fan, and air cooler?
For televisions and fans, we are running at approximately 30%. For air cooler, our manufacturing, we were doing the assembly actually. So it happens is, what is our assembly target, we give it on a contractual labor basis. So, we can increase to anything, but this year we are planning for the automation after, getting into the injection molding. So our capacity will be much more and a defined capacity we will have, a lot higher than what is currently now.
So could you give me an idea with your current capacity, whatever you have in-house currently, how much revenue could you able to achieve at full utilization or optimal utilization?
Optimum utilization, we can, go up to 1,000 to 1,200 crores, approximately in that range.
Without any increase, that is current optimal utilization?
Yes.
Okay. And all the sales from Starshine brand itself, or do you have anything from Araton or the white labeling that you do?
Almost 95% of the sales are from Starshine. almost 4% of the sales is from white labeling of fans and 1% sales from Araton.
Okay, and Araton currently is in Chhattisgarh region only. How is it deployed? How are you marketing it?
It is right now it is in Chhattisgarh only.
Okay, so thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Kanan Sonpal from Capri Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Riken Gopani here from Capri Global Family Office. Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, if you could first outline that for this year, what is the kind of sales that you expect for the full year? And broadly, what will be the category-wise breakup across different categories for this year, FY26?
We are currently projecting approximately 115 crores of in the range of 115 to 120 crores this year. And 60% of our revenues we are projecting will be coming from televisions. Mm-hmm. Approximately in the range of 20% will be coming from fans, 15% from air coolers, and remaining from the other two products, washing machine and mixer grinder. Those are outsourced product which we procure from different contract manufacturers.
Got it. So basically around 65-70 crores probably you will do from televisions. Can you also give us a broad breakup similarly of your FY25 sales? How much was televisions and fans and air coolers?
Yeah, FY25, 65% almost our revenue was from televisions, 20% was from fans, 10% was from air coolers, and remaining was from the other two products. But this year, because in fan category and all, we are scaling up quite well. We are adding new partners on a regular basis. So, the capacity utilization will be much more faster in terms of fans and air coolers. But we are increasing in our sales numbers in television segment also. But because, fans, we are getting a good, the scale-up is going at a very fast pace. So the percentage change we will be able to see here.
Okay. And so basically, if you were to just look at the average selling price that you would have had for the televisions in FY25, how has that trend, how would that look like for your average selling price in FY26?
It has increased actually. What happens is FY25, we had a 24-inch model also available with us. But we have phased out that model during the start of this year, FY26. So the majority of the sales have been shifting to a 32, and after this GST change, we are seeing a lot of demand from for 43 inches sizes also. So it is changing, and I am hopeful because it will be going on an upward trend for per unit value, because the demand for bigger sizes are increasing day by day.
Okay. So, but is it fair to say that bulk of your growth will still be volume driven, or it's volume as well as price growth both?
Both. Because Indian market is shifting from the entry level economical products to it is shifting. The economy is shifting towards premiumization slowly. Mm-hmm. So in televisions also, even in village very small villages. People mm-hmm. have demand of all the latest features. They have knowledge of all the latest features, and also the value wise also we will be seeing growth as in same proportion like we are seeing in numbers. And again in fans division because of increase in demand in BLDC fans mm-hmm. and also in a premium people are looking for aesthetics and all. So, value growth will also be seen. Volume and number value, both growth will be seen.
Got it, got it. Roughly, sir, if you could guide, what would be your net realization today for a television and what would it have been, let's say, last year average?
It is somewhat to a similar level. In terms of value, you know, net realization per television, it was close to approximately 700 to 800 rupees last year. This year, it is close to 1,000 rupees.
Sorry?
Because, you know,
The 1,000 increase in the average selling price is what you are saying.
No, not increase. 700 to 800 was last year. It has shifted towards close to 1,000 this year.
Your average selling price, sorry, is it 700 rupees? No, it wouldn't be, right? I'm unable to understand. What would be the average selling price per TV that you sell?
Oh, per TV is, you know, last year it was approximately close to 5,300 to 400.
Uh-huh.
This year it has gone up to approximately 6,000. Previous year.
Okay, got it. Perfect. That is very clear, sir. Sir, the next is what I wanted to understand is this 60 crores of capital that we have raised. What would be the broad, you know, the deployment of that capital?
Approximately, you know, 15 crores will be used for capex.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, you know, 32 crores will be used for working capital.
Okay.
Approximately 12 crores will be used for, you know, branding and marketing exercise, and remaining will be used for, you know, new hirings and all those general purpose office expenses.
Got it. Broadly, let's say your gross margins will improve because of the various backward integration initiatives that you just talked about. Would you see what would be your current advertising and promotional cost as a percentage of sales? And will that see an increase in the next 2 years? Where could it increase to?
You know, currently, it is 1%, close to 1%.
Okay.
It will be increasing to, you know, close to, you know, 10% in coming 2 years. But, you know, seeing our revenue growth, the percentage, you know, will not be, you know, close to 10% because I'm comparing it with the FY25 numbers and all. So we are, you know, planning to spend approximately 12 crores over the period of 2 years.
12 crores over 2 years. So the average 6 crores per year. So that
roughly
would be about, let's say, 4 to 5% of your FY26 sales.
Correct.
Got it.
But, you know, seeing the growth in numbers this year and all, so the percentage will vary.
Hmm. Got it, sir. And sir, if you could also help understand in terms of the increase in your distributor network or the dealer network, how, you know, what kind of experience are you seeing in terms of that expansion?
You know, currently we have approximately close to, you know, total touch points are approximately 500. Wherein, you know, we have 80 distributors, remaining are some dealers and retailers. So in coming years, you know, by the end of FY27, we have plans to, you know, onboard approximately we have plans to take our current distribution number from approximately 80 to 250.
Okay. And touch points
are
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Kannan. May we request you to rejoin the question queue, sir?
Sure.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Divyansh Thakur from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, I'm audible, sir.
Yes.
Congratulations, sir. Sir, my first question would be with regards to the kind of margins that we are able to do. It's comparatively high as compared to the peers that we have. I understand. What is leading to this kind of margin today?
Your voice is not clear, sir.
Mr. Divyansh, your voice is breaking up, sir. Are you connected on your earphones? If you are, okay, so please switch to your handset. We cannot hear you clearly, sir. Or could you please go to a better network area?
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I was asking on the margin front. Since we are doing pretty decent margins as compared to our peers, what is leading to such kind of margins? Wanted to understand that.
We are currently into manufacturing plus have our own in-house brand. Majority of the brands are marketing the products, mostly procure from different white labeling manufacturers. And we have in-house manufacturing plus most of our sales come from our own brand. That's why, we are able to get such margins from the market.
Understood, understood. And sir, my second question would be, are we empaneled with stores like Croma or Vijay Sales or something where, where our brand gets more visibility and we get some more penetration?
No, right now we are not empaneled with those brands. Reason being, those brands have their in-house labels like Croma and Vice for Vijay Sales. So they do not give entry to competitor brands. We fall in exact same category wherein those two brands are operating. But, in coming years, what we explained to you, we have plans to, increase the marketing budget. That will be for advertisement and marketing, and branding. So we are planning to ramp in, celebrity and increase our marketing budgets and to create a long-term aspirational sustainable brand value. So, that will enable us to drive a lot of inquiries from the retail segment, from the consumers. Then we will be able to place our products in Croma and Vijay Sales because, it will make much more sense for them to keep our brand in their stores.
Understood, understood. Thanks, I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Vignesh Balika from Kitara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for giving the opportunity, sir. Just one question on the bit detail on the television SKU. Sir, in our investor presentation, it shows that we have SKU from 32 inches to 98 odd inches. Sir, in the industry, which is the target SKU which we are focusing and what would be our strategy going forward? Because when the industry guys are focusing on inches where the sizes are which. Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Mr. Vignesh, we're able to hear you, sir. Please proceed with your question. Mr. Vignesh, can you hear us? Mr. Vignesh, your line is connected, sir. Please proceed with your question. The line for the current questionnaire seems to have been disconnected. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Nilesh Patil from Share India Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Good set of numbers. Sir, just wanted to know about interactive flat panels that we have discussed in our PPT also. So, the current revenue contribution, you indicated 65% from TV business, 20% from fans, and rest of the business from air coolers, mixer grinders. So, what will be the composition going ahead once the interactive flat panel business also ramps up?
Interactive flat panel displays are majorly, targeted to be used in government schools and, mostly for education sectors and corporates. So our target for interactive flat panel displays is majorly for the government sector. And, central and state governments both have been very, very aggressive in implementation of smart classes program under Sarv Shiksha Abhiyan. So central government has allocated a budget of close to 24,000 crore rupees for converting the schools of India into smart schools. And for those, interactive flat panel displays will be installed in all the government schools in coming years' time. And again, state government in Chhattisgarh again have already received funds close to 400 crores, which will be allocated for this. And, funds have been allocated to various states for implementation of this. So we will be majorly focusing on government tenders for interactive flat panel displays. And right now, only two or three players are there in this category who are manufacturing it in India. And, growth can be, phenomenal. We cannot forecast in terms of percentage because, it can take us, it has the potential to take us or take our revenue to 2x, 3x, that kind of, even one, if you track one government tender, it will be a game changer for us.
Okay, thanks for the input, sir. Just a couple of questions on the same front. That is, do we require any kind of CapEx requirement for the same or means manufacturing facility has to be established or is it fungible with the current capacity? And point number two, out of 24,000 crores, what kind of TAM potential do we look for this interactive flat panel? And is it margin accretive business or what kind of margins profile do we expect from this business, sir?
Government business, are mostly, driven by licensing and also margins are very high in government business because we are direct manufacturers who will be competing with some other tender, some suppliers who work on government tenders that they procure from different manufacturers. So margin profile will be much more higher in government supply as compared to, the industry standard. And secondly, we are already incurring a capex which will ramp up our current production capacity. Our current production capacity is focused into manufacturing of smart televisions only and majorly, up to the screen size of 43 inches. So now our capacity will be changed and wherein, we will be able to get into mass production of screen sizes for up to 98 inches. And again, that same capacity, same production line will be equipped with production capabilities of interactive flat panel displays also.
Okay. Thanks for the information, sir. Sir, on your TV business, you indicated that you primarily operate into Chhattisgarh and a couple of other states. So what is the game plan going ahead? Which are the concentrated, focused markets that you wish to tap? And are these kind of tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 market cities strategy will continue or you wish to kind of operate into tier 1 market going ahead over the long term?
Currently, majority of our sales comes from Chhattisgarh, Odisha and Madhya Pradesh, these three regions. But, in coming time, we want to, establish our market to Gujarat, Rajasthan, Andhra Pradesh, the entirety of Maharashtra, UP. We are present currently in few cities. We want to expand to entire UP. Jharkhand, we want to get into the entire Jharkhand and Bihar. Once we get into, marketing activities, the brand visibility will be there in tier 1 cities also. And hence, this will attract new channel partners from those regions also. So, we are hopeful to, get into those territories also, tier 1 markets also. And tier 1 market will again, bring a lot of visibility to our brand and to a lot of visibility to various stores which are big and being followed by tier 2, tier 3 markets also. So again, that will bring a lot of visibility to our brand in the market and it will help us increase our penetration to tier 2, tier 3 cities also.
Okay. And sir, on your fans segment, you indicated that you cater to some of the regional brands and which contributes about 5% the contract manufacturing. So, and with the capacity utilization less than 50%, sir, are you looking for any kind of tie-ups with other major brand OEMs which can, you know, propel your fans business and utilize the capacity, excessive capacity that you have?
No, we are hopeful to increase our current capacities right now. And, you know, the bigger brands in fan category also, you know, provide very less gross margins actually. So, you know, we'll be focusing on our own brand and some other regional brands, you know, wherein we will be able to maintain our margin profile.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the answers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ashish Soni from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, you want to target 300 crore revenue by FY28. So what growth levers are there to achieve that? Just give us a broader idea first.
So, you know, Hello?
Hey, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we are, you know, getting a celebrity on board and we'll be, you know, investing close to approximately 10 crores in coming 2 years for celeb endorsement and branding and marketing activities. This will be major, you know, the prime objective for this will be, you know, to create a long-term sustainable aspirational brand value, which will enable us, you know, to partner with our distribution channel on a faster rate than we are currently onboarding the new partner. And again, you know, when this kind of activities happens in the market from any brand, so, you know, we will be able to increase our market penetration in our current geographies, and as well as we will be able to, you know, onboard newer territories in our portfolio. So, you know, that will enable us to get to close to 300 crores of revenue.
And in terms of penetrating other districts like specifically Bihar, Jharkhand and all, are you open to tie up with retailers like Aditya Vision and all?
Yes, we will be. You know, so once we enter into Bihar and Jharkhand, we will be contacting them and, you know, then have a specific strategy for Bihar and Jharkhand, which will enable us, you know, parallelly, we will be doing it parallelly, onboarding the retail channel, plus creating a distribution channel in the traditional dealer and distribution network.
And growth will come from which category primarily, that whatever 300 crores you are, so what's the split up, if you want to split the revenue of 300 crores by FY28 whatever, into different categories, so can you give a ballpark number each, what you are thinking right now?
You know, for 300 crores, you know, approximately 180 crores we expect from television, TV category. 50 crores from fans.
Okay.
And approximately, you know, 50 crores from air coolers and remaining from the other two products we do.
And just an example of fans, right? Atomberg is primarily the leader or whatever, as I understand. So how are you positioned against competitors at least in the fan space?
You know, our pricing are below the likes of Atomberg and all. Atomberg prices are, you know, even higher than Orient or Crompton and all. So it is mostly targeting the premium category. We are into value for money fan. So our prices are much lesser than Atomberg, and we are not competing with Atomberg as a brand. We operate, you know, in a by the market category.
Okay, one last question on typically the low cost pricing. I think we have seen, at least I just want to quote an example of Nano, and you are creating your own brand. So how do you ensure that you don't fall into the trap of like low cost brand sort of thing and in the mind of consumer, because that's a headwind I see, at least as a low-cost producer in 30 years.
So the Nano was a, you know, it will be very different, you know, if we are getting into, you know, comparison with Nano, because we are product market, our product features, our product, you know, technology we are in, it is at par with the brands like LG and Samsung. So, you know, Nano was not profitable. It was very low end, and it was not a feature driven car. It was just the price. We have all the features of smart televisions and all those which are there in LG, Samsung and those brands, but we are value for money in terms of our pricing, but still we are enjoying a decent margins, close to, you know, gross margins of 20-22% in the market. And we provide, you know, 3 years of warranty in our televisions, 5 years of guarantee in our fans. So, you know, at distribution and dealership, dealers are very happy with our products, and they enjoy a good margin in our products as compared to those bigger brands.
And how do you compete against, I think, Kaushal Devices, one player in the listed space, which is into the interactive TV, whatever little I understand. So how are you placed against them? Just an example.
I actually, you know, your voice was breaking. I could not get your question, please.
Okay, so Kaushal Devices is one company in the listed space, which is into interactive television, you can say. So how are you placed against them as a competition?
You know, we will start interactive flat panel displays soon. Our manufacturing capabilities are getting ready for those products. But OCL is not into televisions, what I know from, you know, from the market. So right now we were mostly into smart TVs, and interactive flat panels we'll be getting into. And our prime focus for IFPDs will be government vendors.
And what's your typical strategy to enter in a new market? Like, do you go through like some survey? What is the typical strategy? I'd like to understand, because when you are doing marketing with a brand ambassador, right, future, but what is your current strategy right now to penetrate into, like, you just spoke about Akola, I think Amravati also. So just give us a flavor, like, what exactly do you think when you try to enter new markets?
You know, whenever we enter new markets, you know, our, we keep on, you know, because we are already into expansion phase right now. So we keep on looking for new marketing and sales people across geography. And we only hire from people, you know, from the industry only. We don't hire who do not have experience in this industry. So they come, when they come on board, they have network and relationship, you know, in many geographies. So they do the research for us. They, you know, we send them for travels and understand the market, and we take the flavor, how, you know, what is the interest of the market, and then we onboard them. And also currently, it was till 2 years back, it was mostly focused into capturing geographies. In the periphery, but right now we want to get into the states which I recently discussed: Gujarat, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, UP, Bihar. Because consumer electronics is the category where, you know, the consumption pattern is similar in all these states, and demand is very high, and you know, a big market is available, and after the exit of Chinese brands and all, you know, we have a big opportunity to capture the market.
You're to almost 300. So are you internally geared in terms of your organization structure? What are the key things and challenges you're seeing to scale up from 70 to 300 odd crores?
The major challenge what we were facing was working capital, which will be, you know, sorted with this current fundraise we are doing. Second, you know, the brand, because, you know, we were already known in our region, but for newer territories, our brand was lesser known. So, you know, for that, we want to get into the marketing and those activities, which will be sorted now. So, it will enable us to onboard new dealers and distributors at a very faster rate than we were onboarding as of now.
And in terms of manpower, are you sufficiently, in terms of all levels? Because what I understand, it's only sales and marketing effort. You require more manufacturing. It will be like contract labor, if I understand, or how does it work?
No, no. Manufacturing, we are we have already in-house manufacturing. So we are already, you know, it is a never-ending process. You know, increasing the manpower for manufacturing capabilities and increasing the manpower for our sales team. So, you know, we have been growing year on year, and we have been adding manpower in our sales team and adding manpower in our manufacturing capabilities, which generally what happens is enables us to, you know, fulfill the demand what we generate from the market. So it will be a never-ending process, and we'll be keep on adding new sales team for different territories, adding new manpower for manufacturing also.
One last question. I think you spoke about 1200 crore odd revenue or 1000 crore odd revenue with existing capacity or expansion in place. So by when, what time frame do you think you can achieve that as per an aspirational goal?
In terms of, you know, close to, you know, six in coming 6 years, 6 to 7 years, we'll be able to, you know, get into the 1000 crore revenue.
Okay. Thanks and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Ratan Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, could you help us understand the impact of GST rationalization on our business and the key changes in consumer behavior, and whether the mix is tilting towards higher inch television?
Yes, you know, after this GST change, it was earlier 28% for screen sizes above 32 inches. It has been brought down to 18%. And, you know, after this GST reduction, demand for 43 inches and above sizes has increased. Earlier, our major sales, you know, size what we used to sell was 32 inches, but now we are seeing the trend wherein, you know, we are seeing the trend wherein the highest selling model will be 43 inches and above. We are also getting a good demand from, you know, 55 and those kind of sizes. So bigger sizes will be much more in trend, and, you know, there's another reason for market being shifting towards the bigger sizes, because LED televisions were being introduced in India in 2011. So keeping in the prices, you know, keeping in mind the prices, price levels of televisions which were at that time, and price levels which are there in 2025, it is huge difference. So, you know, people who bought 32 inches or those kind of sizes are upgrading to larger sizes also. Because, you know, everyone is upgrading. The first time buyers are, you know, shifting towards the bigger sizes, and we see the trend to shift shifting towards 55 inches in coming years.
Got it. Understood, sir. And sir, have we received any PLI for any of our products?
No, PLI, you know, currently is not has not been announced for any of our products. We are hopeful it will be announced soon for television category. The industry association is pitching on a regular basis to the government, and we have, you know, received some signals from the government, and we have been assured that we will be supported by the government very soon.
Okay. And so one last question for my end. Despite revenue growth, the cash conversion cycle continues to stay high. Could you share what's preventing improvement in working capital efficiency, and what actionable steps is the management taking to shorten the cycle going forward?
You know, cash conversion cycle has improved a lot in this current results of our H1. Secondly, you know, we have been in the expansion phase from last 2 years. So we have been adding some SKUs. So every SKU comes with a particular MOQ, minimum order quantity of the components and the parts which we procure. So, you know, we have to keep some inventories and all, but this inventories and our current level of, you know, investment in inventories and all will be able to take us to a revenue of, you know, 250 crores onwards. So the cash conversion cycle will keep on improving. Our targets are, you know, close to 120 days.
Okay, got it. Sir, one last thing. If we see, like, there was a recent announcement regarding some PLI which we have received from the Chhattisgarh state government.
It is not a PLI. PLI is generally linked to production, but the Chhattisgarh government, we received the subsidy, which, you know, we incurred. It is for the capex which we incurred for our fan manufacturing facility.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rakesh Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Sir, it's come to our attention that we've got some sort of a deal with Bennett Coleman Company, right, which is a collaboration through an equity deal, if I'm not wrong. Could you throw some light on that?
Yeah, you know, there is a property in Times of India called Brand Capital, wherein, you know, we exchange equity for the ad spends which we'll be making with the Times of India group property. So the deal is, you know, spread over the period of 5 years, and we will be able to use the entire property of Times of India, you know, the radio, print, they have many properties in online digital platform. Crickbuzz is there, so they'll be able to utilize those numbers through ad spends over the period of 5 years.
So what sort of ad spends we've done so far, sir, post the deal?
No. Right now we have not started. The warrants just have been, we got approval from the exchange in the last week of October. And the documentation was recently completed, and we will start ad spends soon. Right now, the spends have not been started with Times of India.
Got it. So through this fundraise, we are allocating 10 to 12 crores for branding and marketing, which also includes adding a brand ambassador. Right. So let's say the brand ambassador comes in, and we see a sudden demand in our products on the Starshine and Aractin. So how are we planning, how ready are we to take up that demand, sir?
We are totally ready because, you know, we, you know, have been preparing us for this for a very long time. We have reached to the optimum level of, you know, growth. Then we are planning for the brand ambassador thing. And we will be able to, you know, absorb all the demands and inquiries which will be coming after the onboarding of brand ambassador.
Okay. Got it. So one last question. So since we've diluted quite 5 months since our IPO, and we would do that through this press round also, do we have any plans to increase the promoter holdings in the future? I mean, even though you've participated as warrants in this fundraise, any plans on increasing our equity in the future, sir, in the company?
Yes. Our last AGM, you know, we also, there is a provision in Companies Act wherein, you know, promoters can convert the unsecured loans into equity. So to streamline the promoter stake, increase in promoter stake, we have taken shareholders approval of that also. So, you know, in future times, we will be, whatever the promoter stake increment will happen, we will be introducing unsecured loans and converting them to equity. Am I audible?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
You know, thank you everyone for participating in our first ever, you know, earnings call. We are, striving for continuous growth and profitability and value creation for our shareholders. And, you know, future looks bright from here. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Arham Technologies Limited and Arihant Capital Markets, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.